Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Let's get to the Kellen Moore thing. So I'm not worried about this in the short term, because I think what happened a couple years ago with
Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah, I think that is...
I'll never forget or forgive.
Yeah, it's unique, and it was disgracefully handled by him. I mean, it really does seem that he was distracted in the lead-up to the Super Bowl and then not flying back with the team. Like,
well, they got
and getting
fined
in the and then on top of that, he got his pants coached off in the Super Bowl.
He did.
So it's like...
In the second half, not in the first,
but
second half.
Who knows? The point is, who knows?
I agree.
And cost us Fangio last season.
Because
that's true,
of how late
too,
he
because
left?
Of how late. Yeah, Fangio wanted to come here, but went to Miami because Gannon wasn't leaving, we thought.
Right.
Let me just add that to the mix.
Well, Gannon may not have known he was getting the job. I mean, the Eagles played until February, which complicates it. But anyway, it was poorly handled. So here we are again in a situation, Eagles in the playoffs, and one of their coordinators is... I don't know if coveted is the right term, but he is of interest for the Dallas Cowboys. Let's listen to Kellen Moore and how he handled it yesterday.
Your name is being linked to the Cowboys job. How did it end there from your perspective, and is that a job that would interest you?
I mean, obviously I spent a lot of time there, 8 years there, and so obviously have plenty of relationships about that place. And so, I love it here. I've had so much fun here. It's been a really fun process, and we're in a really special situation right now, getting the chance to play this Sunday, have a chance to make a run at this thing, and that's really all you worry about. Everything else is what it is, and we'll see where it takes you.
It's pretty well handled. I can't imagine it's the only thing you truly, quote, worry about, because if you know you have a chance to make 3 to 4 times more money and be
we're
the head
human
coach,
beings, right?
Yeah, there's no way it's not on your mind. No
like, even if you try and focus on what you're like, it's going to be there. It's you've said it before. It's the biggest job interview of your life.
Yeah, I mean, go... Double, triple, quadruple your earnings.
And what, you're not going to go in knowing something about that team, paying attention to what they do, all that type of stuff.
But the good news is he said the right things and hopefully is handling it like more of an adult than Jonathan Gannon did. So take it for what it's worth. Ross, is Deion going to be the head coach of the Cowboys?
I don't think so, but that would be a very, very, very Cowboys move. I don't know when the transition fully took place, but... When I watch the Cowboys now, every aspect of the way they run their operation, two things jump out. One is, I think, and this is a longer conversation, but I think we're at the stage, like, it makes me nervous when Jerry Jones talks to the media.
Wow, you think it's gotten that bad? Wow.
Well, he's 80-something.
Wasn't he pulling back for a while, Ross?
I don't know, but he said a bunch of things this year that were like, whoa. Like, he told the radio hosts that he's going to get him fired. Yeah. Like, he's at that age, like, where, let's put it this way, he's at the age where I sure as heck wouldn't have wanted my pop-up to be talking to anybody publicly. You know what I mean? Like, you get to that age where it's like, whoa, pop-up. You're not allowed
like
to say that.
The organization was well aware of that, and they had been sort of...
No, he runs the show.
Other people were making decisions.
No, I don't think so.
Well, Ross,
I don't think so. And then the other part of it, Joe, which is really important, I think that at some point, I don't want to say they gave up, but at some point they decided it's really, really hard to win the Super Bowl. There's a lot of things you can't control. When I watch them, it's like their moves are to maximize attention, to maximize publicity, and to maximize revenue. And on some level, They've always been that way, always been good publicity, any publicity. But it's gotten to the point now where it's like absurd. Yeah. Like Mike McCarthy, they're not even able to interview like Aaron Glenn or, you know, Ben Johnson from the Lions, because you can only interview if they have a bye. You have to interview them that first week. So they missed out on that to have McCarthy. They tried to bring McCarthy back. They're denying it now. They wanted McCarthy back, but they only wanted to give him like a 1 or 2 year deal. Hmm. He said, go whatever yourself. So now they're going to talk to Deion, and everything they do is about maximizing and milking the attention, the conversation, because what they recognized is they can control being the number one revenue team, being the number one most valuable team. And I personally believe that that is clearly their priority over winning.
Well, I totally agree, Ross. Sorry, just really quick. Shannon Sharp made a good point yesterday. He said he doesn't see Jerry Jones hiring a head coach who would get more attention than him.
Well, good for the Eagles. I mean, this whole conversation.
There's also stuff with like their trust, the way they do their money. Shil Kapadi has talked about this before, where it, like what Ross is talking about, actually bears out in the financials of what they do. It's why they don't. Yeah. It's why they wait on Dak and they don't sign guys early and they don't spend money. Okay. Is because it's all part of this portfolio. The Cowboys are part of this Jones portfolio that they're just trying to make worth more money.
And well, Joe, you know the lunch story, right?
Oh, this is the best.
I don't think I do.
You don't know this? Rhea knows this.
Oh, I do. It's great.
So I played for 5 teams, okay? And I'm playing for Washington. I get cut by Washington. I get picked up the next day on waivers by the Cowboys. Yep. So I go down there. And a couple weeks later, I get my first paycheck, which, by the way, was more money because there's no state income tax in Texas. I was like, wow, okay, getting fired is not that bad. I'm getting more money. There's a deduction. It says $150. And I forget how they phrased it, right? So I go to the finance guy, and I'm like, what's this $150? And he says, that's for lunch.
That's wild.
I said, I played for 5. I said, that's for lunch? He said, yeah, but your check's $18,000 or whatever it was. Like, you can't even notice it. I'm like, no. I'm 23 years old. I'm from Reading. That's 7 cases of Yingling. $150 is 7 cases of Yingling. And they were telling me it was garbage, like fried chicken, mashed potatoes. I said, so let me get this straight. If I pack a turkey sandwich and bring it in, will I get my $150 back? The guy had no idea. I think I was the first player that ever noticed it. And it says something. The Dallas Cowboys charged, maybe not anymore, but in 2002, 2003, charged their players for lunch.
That's wild. Really is. All right, Ross, Eagles, Rams. Let's drill down here in our final few minutes with you. Just let's rapid fire through a couple quick things. Jake Elliott, how concerned are you?
Decently concerned. I'm really glad he made those 3 field goals that he made last week. That was huge. I'm glad they were as close as they were. But yeah, in a close game, how can you not be concerned? And I do think that it's very much in Sirianni, the back of Sirianni's mind.
Yep.
When they're in the 33-yard line. I mean, I watched him in pregame warmups because I called that game with Tom McCarthy. He was bad in pregame warmup. I mean, every time I wasn't watching every kick, but every time I looked over at Jake, he missed it. He missed the kick in pregame warmups. I was very concerned.
Wow. All right. A couple quick.
That's awful.
That is awful.
That really
makes
me feel bad.
And we haven't heard that yet. That's interesting.
If he's missing practice kicks, that's even worse than I expected.
I mean, I'm sure he made some. Yeah, I'm sure he made some, but I can say for a fact, I'm talking to Packers coaches. Yeah. I said hi to Brady. Like every time I looked over at Jake, at least 3, maybe 4 times when I watched him kick, he missed that kick.
That's very unusual.
And I don't remember him making one.
Don't you agree that that's unusual?
Unusual, very concerning.
Right. During warmups, you expect to see those guys, and in practice, they're making it every time. If they miss it, it is so wildly off
which is why I was so happy, and it's so big that he made all those during the game. I know there was the extra point, but he made
confident.
Them during the game.
If he's
well,
missing,
he's got to be decently confident if he made all 3 kicks in the actual
game,
not where
it counts. But not the extra point.
Right.
Which is 33 yards?
33.
I mean, come on.
So the question is, at what, where on the field does Sirianni say, no-brainer, I'm good with Jake? I think it's 40 and in, maybe 45 and in.
Until he misses the extra
points. The problem is, we used to feel like 58 and in was almost a lock.
I know.
That's a big difference.
It's a real problem. And they're sticking with him, but it's a real problem.
Which they should,
but you watch, all these kickers around the league. All these kickers around the league hit 50, 52, 53, like no problem.
I'm aware.
Like, it
and
feels
I'm jealous.
I am too. I watch this game.
We could have had that if we would have just in.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
In the middle of November,
McManus
said, hey, let's give you some competition. You're not doing your job the way we want you to. Let's spur a little competition. Bring in a big leg.
They're playing with fire. They are.
Which they did with the punter in 2022. Remember that? We talked about the punter. Get a better punter in here? And it cost them in the freaking Super Bowl.
I do remember. That's a good point, James.
But McManus had made 15 in a row for the Packers, and then he misses a chip shot like early in the like. You don't totally know with these guys.
All right, Ross, Eagles winning Sunday?
Yeah, I think so. I do think it will be competitive. I think the betting line is probably about right. Last time I looked, it was 6 points.
It's up to 6.5 now.
Yeah, I'm feeling like 23-17. However, because of how good the Rams looked Monday night. However, if Hurts plays well, and with everything we know going on with the Rams, short week, cold weather, I would not be surprised if the Eagles pulled away. I think, again, second week in a row, I think the start really, really matters. If they can jump on the Rams early, that it could be a long day for the Rams.
And Ross, final thing, because you know, three of these four games, pretty much everyone in America is picking a certain team. But the one game that's a toss-up is Buffalo and Baltimore. Who the heck wins that game?
Whew. Maybe the best divisional round matchup I can remember in a long, long time.
I agree. I agree with that.
I think the Ravens are the better team, and I can see why they're favored. I think it's really tough to go into Buffalo and win. I don't think Zay Flowers plays. I think Josh Allen, Superman. I think the Bills win 28-27, 27-24. Something incredible, although there is a chance the Ravens could just run them over. But I'm going to go with the Bills in a home game. It's just crazy because I go on in both those markets, and they've had really good seasons. If they lose, it's a disappointing year. If they lose, it's here we go again. We can't get it done in the playoffs. I mean, the stakes are gigantic. And what's crazy to me about Joe, whoever wins that, it's going to take so much out of them that it's really hard for me to imagine them going to Kansas City the next week and winning.
Yep.
Kansas City playing a day before against a much easier team,
it's
too.
It's wild. Look, the NFL is giving honor to the one seed, and there's something to be said for that, you know? Detroit's also going to have an extra day against the Eagles, assuming the two teams play. Hey, Ross, stay well, bud. Enjoy the games this week, and we shall talk to you next week. Thanks, Ross.
Can't wait. See you guys.